Psalm 107, Part 3, Preface. The fortunes of men are under the disposition of God, and He divides to each his portion of good or ill as He sees proper. When God had heard the prayer of Hannah, the mother of Samuel, and had granted her joy for sorrow, she returned thanks, saying, "The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. Often does God set on high the poor and the lowly. When he was looking for a man to make him king over his people Israel, he did not seek him among the great and mighty in the land. He chose the shepherd boy, David. And often does God bring low them that are high, pouring contempt upon princes. Hence, our trust must not be in friendship and popularity with men, for the mightiest are mortal, and they must return to dust. Neither must our hope stand in riches, for these frequently take wings and fly away. We are to trust in the living God, who is able to help in every need, and whose very goodness and love to his people are security for it, that he will do nothing for our harm, but will at all times apportion to us what is for our true good. With the wicked God deals in his anger, but the believers who hear the voice of Christ and follow him are the apple of his eye, and he cannot forget them. His good providence is praised in the last part of the 107th Psalm. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesses them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffers not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished, and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He pours contempt upon princes, and causes them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way. Yet sets he the poor on high from affliction, and makes him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Summary. This entire psalm praises God for his goodness towards mankind, both the Gentiles and his own people. He is the helper of all men, the helper in every need. Their deliverance in the time of need, the heathen ascribe to their idols, and under popery, we too were led to give the honor of our deliverance to many saints. Saint Leonard was called the helper of the prisoners, Saint Sebastian took away the pestilence, Saint George was the protector in battle, Saint Erasmus gave riches, Saint Christopher was the god of the sea. So the Pope and his clergy seduced the people to rob God of his honor and to give it to the saints, like the heathen to their idols. But it is God, the Lord alone, from whom cometh our help. On him call, him glorify, to him give thanks. Prayer. Thanks and praise be unto thee, thou keeper of Israel, because thou hast hitherto guarded us in many a danger, and helped us in many a need. Let thy good providence be over us in the future as in the past. Cause us steadfastly to trust in thee, and to look to none other for help, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.